is the Joe and Alex Show, and I get nervous when we interview people that, I don't know.
Are a big deal.
First of all, yes, let me check that off. Yes, a big deal. But they're just...
Beautiful.
I don't know a lot. I don't...
Give her another ding for that.
Sorry.
My face is turning red.
There we go. It's like somebody's got you like in a headlock or something. And just amazing. And there's so much I want to learn about you. I hope we have enough time today. Charlotte Flair in studio. She's the WWE Women's Champion. I should have said that first. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming in here bright and early. And the people behind the scenes were like, hey, can you guys talk early? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, I can't tell you how many people, and I'm sure it comes down to just your discipline and your work ethic, are late to things. Like all
oh,
the
no,
time, it's like, come
be
on,
late
guys.
To WWE.
Oh, you can't.
If you're 30 minutes early, you're late.
What do they do?
Whoa.
I remember I did like 1 year of football. I was a total fat guy. I played baseball. It doesn't look like it. But I remember football when you were late for practice. I thought I was going to die. They make you run laps around the field. Like, what would you do for wrestling if you're late for that? What are they going to make you do? Just like bumps all day?
A fine.
Something like that. So how you feeling? How you feeling heading into tonight? You guys are in town for SmackDown Live. Buster, by the way, this afternoon, he's going to be there hanging out if people want to come on by and check it out. But how you feeling? What do you know? 4 weeks away from WrestleMania?
Yeah, we're coming off of Fastlane this past Sunday. It was a big night for me, you know, defeating Ruby Riott, but most importantly, Asuka coming out at the end, the first ever Women's Royal Rumble winner, and choosing me to face at WrestleMania 34.
How do you feel about that matchup? Like, are you
scared?
Are you nervous?
No, I'm excited. No, I'm nervous just because I've never faced her.
Okay.
But nerves, I guess nerves, I mean, nerves are good, but it's more just like we could steal the show.
Uh-huh.
And it's the anticipation and the excitement and knowing that, I don't know, I just feel a lot of pressure, but I'm excited.
I feel like you will steal the show. I feel like that's what everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, that when you bring up WWE, everybody's talking about you in that matchup. Also, too, one thing. Do you see, I know you guys aren't currently, like, you're on the SmackDown Live, and I know that Ronda Rousey is on Raw, the different things, but do you think ever in the future, because I know there are people talking a lot about her, do you guys ever think that you'll somehow come together? Because I feel like somehow you will.
I'd be scared.
So, when the time's right, 100%.
Are you ever scared to wrestle anybody? Has there ever been one person you're like, I don't know about this?
No.
Never.
She's
a boss.
No.
What about in general, though? Like, it's weird. Like, talking to you, just being honest, I'm terrible at interviews because I just get nervous, even though if we were off air just a second ago, it's fine.
Yeah.
But when I'm on air, I get nervous. Or when I do public speaking, like, hey, will you MC this little run? I'm so nervous. Is there anything, though, wrestling or not, that you get anxious or nervous about?
No, I'm always nervous.
Okay.
It's just, it's a different, it's not that I'm nervous to wrestle someone. It's nervous about living up to that expectation. And, you know, it's, for instance, me versus Asuka, it's the queen versus the empress, and it's walking out feeling like the queen and performing like, you know, I've had all these great moments, and it's you're as good as your last match and wanting to deliver and make an impact and knowing that we could steal the show. But my dad always told me, if you're not nervous, that's when you stop wrestling.
Well, that's
and
good.
I think that's with any job in life.
You definitely should be nervous, because I actually dug up some dirt on you.
Oh, no. What did you find?
She's like, what is it?
She's been blindsided.
I'm an open book.
Okay.
I actually wrote a book, so I have no time.
And I want to talk about that, too, coming up. Okay.
So something really controversial that I saw that you had said in a previous interview was that you like pineapples on your pizza.
What?
And I was like, I don't know about this girl. We can't trust
her. No, you're a good person. We're
yes,
so few.
Pizza.
We're the minority.
Actually, in Des Moines, I was just talking about this with our rep. Fong's Pizza, it's crab rangoon on top of pizza, is amazing.
I've been dieting for 2 days. I quit now.
You know, there are people
you
that
have no idea the struggle.
I mean, there are people with such strong feelings, like, that are anti-pineapple pizza people, that they, like, won't even talk to people that like pineapple on their pizza.
I actually got, like, the most likes and retweets and content or people tweeting back at me about that. I was like, all I had to say was pineapple on my pizza.
That's all the people want. That's what they want. They just want that brutal honesty.
Pineapple is a magic word out there. Would you believe that Alex has never had pizza?
Okay, I have had it twice.
I'm digging up dirt
like
on you.
It. Yeah, that's my dirt. So my
dirt.
Do you
not like tomato sauce?
I don't like cheese.
Oh, okay.
I don't eat anything with cheese on it. Yeah, so no pizza, no Mexican food, no Italian food. I know.
But it's not like,
all my favorites.
I know,
right?
But it's not like you're like, oh, I'm vegan or I'm vegetarian. You're just like, I won't eat it. But this girl will put down oysters. We went there for her birthday.
Yeah, I love seafood.
Oh, I like
seafood. Those are really good. I enjoyed those too. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show. If you're just joining us, WWE SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair is in studio.
She has her belt.
I know that belt. Dang, that's blinged out right
Beautiful.
There.
Beautiful. And look, and her name has crystals on the side. That's my favorite part.
God, I could maybe get that around my thigh. I doubt it, though. I'm so big right there.
We should have you try.
Hey, can you hang out a little bit longer? I'd like to talk to you some more.
Absolutely.
All right, cool.